Today's meditation will be focused on Atma again, because the gist of the entire second chapter is the verse number 20, which is this verse. Let me play this verse for you and then we'll meditate.
Najayate Briyate Vakadachin. Najayate Briyate Vakadachin. नायं भूत्वा भवितावान भूयः नायं भूत्वा भवितावान भूयः अजो नित्यः शाश्वतोयं पुराणो अजो नित्यः शाश्वतोयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे न हन्यते हन्य माने शरीरे.
Please close your eyes, sit erect. I am Atma, pure consciousness, awareness, principle. Body is an object of consciousness. Mind is an object of consciousness. I, the Atma, through the sense organs, experience an external world. Through the mind and thoughts, I experience an internal world. Throughout my life, I am always experiencing either the external world or the internal world. In all my experiences, Lord Krishna teaches me to have samatva buddhi, a balance of mind, equipoise in mind. I cultivate this practice throughout my life. Anytime my mind goes out of control, either by delusion or over excitement with an event, I learn to step back. I remember the two definitions of Karma Yoga given in 48th verse. Samatvam Yoga Ucchate. And the second definition in the 50th verse. Yogasu karma kaushalam. Skill in action is karma yoga. Equipoise of mind is karma yoga. For the next 2 minutes, I am going to dwell on my real nature. Atma is my real nature. Anatma is an incidental nature. Pure consciousness is my eternal nature. Eternal means I am not touched by time. I am not touched by space. The best example for Atma is space. Space is free from all attributes. All beings and objects exist in space. Space itself exists in consciousness. The mind and its attributes do not cause any impact on Atma. Atma is a revealer of the mind. It is not affected by the mind. One of the best practices to claim Atma is to remember this fact. Mind is not me. Mind is not mine. Body is not me. Body is not mine. Body and mind belongs to the anatma, kshetram, the field. It is inert in nature. I am consciousness, kshetrajnaha, the observer. Whatever be the state of your mind, with kama, krodha, moha, lobha, matsarya, raga, dvesha, bhayam. All these are impurities of the mind. They do not pollute the Atma. I am Asangaha, ever pure. That is my nature. I have mistaken the birth of the body and the death of the body to be my birth and my death. Bhagavad Gita helps me to correct this notion. I am unborn, I am imperishable Atma. The second misconception, which we all have, is I am angry person. I am a desire-ridden person. I have raga, dvesha. All these are impurities of the instrument, the antakarana. I, the Atma, am the revealer of the mind. I am not the mind. These are beautiful ideas taught in the Bhagavad Gita. I learned to remember these lessons again and again. And I learned to claim I am free. Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. That happens to be my nature. Om. Om. Purnamadat Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti. Gently open your eyes.